Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, the web's only international boating, super yachting, and maritime industry news and opinions magazine show. This week, Garmin announced that it's acquired a company called Vesper Marine. If you're wondering who Vesper Marine is, then you're not alone. I'd never heard of them either. Vesper Marine is based in New Zealand and has been around for 15 years. It manufactures a range of marine electronics devices, primarily in the communications category. Their product lineup includes VHF radios, monitoring systems, and AIS systems. Garmin says that its acquisition of Vesper will expand its catalog of marine products and technology systems for every vessel category. Vesper, meanwhile, says that it is excited to be acquired because it'll give the company access to a broader market and create more opportunities for it. For some reason, Vesper's co-founders described the acquisition as them receiving, quote, support from Garmin, unquote. Maybe someone should quietly tell them that this isn't an investment or fundraising. They need to be told that once the check is in the mail and the papers are signed, their company will literally no longer exist. Weird. As for Garmin itself, while some of my viewers will be familiar with them for their car GPS products and their range of smartwatches, the company is actually very active in the marine space. In addition to a comprehensive range of marine navigation products, they also supply very high quality audio products via their Fusion Audio brand. Anyway, it says here that Garmin was named Manufacturer of the Year by the National Marine Electronics Association for the 7th year running, so I guess things are going pretty well for them. This acquisition seems like a great way to kick off their 2022. For more information about Garmin's product range, you can visit garmin.com. Back in May, I reported on a new all-electric wakeboarding boat that had been developed and built by a startup called Ingenity. The boat, called the Ingenity Nautique GS22E, is an electric conversion of a standard Nautique wakeboat. Well, a few days ago, Boating Magazine announced that the GS22E had won its annual title of 2021 Boat of the Year. According to the magazine, the award is made from a tested pool of 100 watercraft, including leisure boats, jet skis, cruisers, and offshore fishing boats. The winner, it says, must stand out from the crowd for its own merits, but also, quote, stand out more than any other boat stands out in any other category, unquote. It described the GS22E's engineering as being an example of excellence that transcends water sports and applies to all other boat types. If you'd like to learn more about the GS22E, you can visit ingenityelectric.com. As further evidence of the continued growth of the leisure boating market, two US manufacturers have announced major expansions to their production facilities in order to cater for continuing high demand. High-tech and luxury boat builder Scout Boats released a statement saying that it's in the process of building a 2,000 square meter product development and engineering facility at its manufacturing headquarters in South Carolina. The new building will consolidate all of its R&D operations that are currently spread out across four buildings. The new factory is expected to cost $3 million, the highlight of which will be two new 5-axis routers for cutting tooling. Construction is planned for completion around May this year, and the company expects the facility to create 15 new jobs. Meanwhile, Monterey and Blackfin Boats is embarking on construction of an additional 4,650 square meters of manufacturing space. It'll include the hiring of 150 more skilled staff. The company says that the expansion is required for the company to meet consumer demand for the next 2 years, whilst also allowing it to grow its dealer network and its market share. It expects to add several new stern drive and outboard model boats to its range as well. The statement also highlighted the fact that the imminent ending of the 25% trade tariff on boats exported to the European Union is forecast to immediately introduce a surge in demand for US boats. Personally, I've seen many online discussions in Europe focusing on complaints around the high cost of buying boats in the EU versus the much lower prices for similar or better boats in the US. Those Europeans who were interested in importing those cheaper boats have often had their plans ruined by exorbitant taxation regimes. So for that reason, I can certainly agree that we can expect a huge increase in the sale of more affordable US boats into the European Union. Well, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget that I'm a copywriter specializing in writing for the marine and superyacht industries. Contact me on LinkedIn or visit my website at richardhagen.com or just use the links in the description. I'd love to hear from you the next time you or your company needs anything written up. Until next time, thanks a lot for watching.